Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Keystone Realty conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Samar Sarda. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Hello. Thank you, Viren. Welcome again to everybody. As always, we have the senior management from Keystone Realtors, more famously known as Vistam G Group, amongst us today, headed by Mr. Baman Irani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chandresh Mehta and Mr. Percy Chaudhary, Directors, and Sajal Gupta, the Group Chief Financial Officer. Without ado, let me hand over the call to Baman for his initial comments. Over to you.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Welcome to our Q3 and year-to-date 24 earnings conference call. I am Baman Irani, CMD Keystone Realtors. I express my heartfelt gratitude to everyone joining us on this call today. It is with great pleasure that I announce the outstanding achievements of our company this quarter, as we have accomplished an impressive pre-sales figures of 616 crores for the quarter 3 FY24. This represents a 101% jump in the quarter-on-quarter growth, propelling us towards attainment and surpassing our targeted numbers. For the first 9 months of FY24, we have achieved a cumulative pre-sales of 1,423 crores as compared to 1131 crores for the same period last year. Again, a 26% growth year on year. The growth numbers are in line with our guidance. Conditions are strong. Collections are strong at 452 crores in the Q3 FY24 and 1533 crores for year to date FY24. Again, showing a growth of 32% year on year or year-to-date basis. As we look forward, our projections indicate a sustained growth trajectory in pre-sales. This is driven by a robust launch pipeline and steadfast trust bestowed upon us by our valued customers. In the current financial year, we have already launched 4 projects with a GDV of 2238 crores. Over and above the quarter, Q4, we have already launched another project, Rustamji Stella in Bandra East with a GDV of rupees 300 crores and we plan to launch at least one, if not two projects in the balance part of this financial year 24. I am happy to state that we have surpassed our own guidance in this aspect as well. Given the market strength, we plan to accelerate the pace of our launches going forward. Furthermore, the addition of 5 new projects in year-to-date FY24 exemplifies our strategic focus on expanding our presence into the promising micro-markets, which are strong. These projects boasting an estimated GDV of 5,100 crores underscore our dedication to crafting living spaces that transcend conventional norms. Over and above, I'm happy to announce that we have been chosen as a redevelopment partner for 2 societies located in Malad West with a GDV of 1,200 crores. We have also entered a JV to develop a project having a GDV of 760 crores in Bandra. These projects highlight the trust that societies place in our brand's proven expertise in the redevelopment space. With these recent additions, we have added 8 projects in the current financial year having a GDV of 7,100 crores, and with 2 more months remaining in FY24, we are confident of adding some more. This overwhelming response and inquiries from societies intending to undergo redevelopment indicates a continuous expansion of our redevelopment portfolio, which has more than doubled in our acquisitions from last year, where we were at 3,425 crores, we have already crossed 7,100 crores this year. In the ever-evolving landscape of the redevelopment market in MMR, our company has maintained its stronghold through a distinctive asset-light approach. We proudly stand as a front-runner, possessing a competitive edge in the MMR region for in the redevelopment space. As we navigate this segment, our focus remains on enhancing operational efficiency and consistently delivering unparalleled value to all our customers. Your trust, dear customers, is our driving force, and we are dedicated to not only meeting but surpassing the expectations as we continue to be a dominant developer in the redevelopment in MMR. In the same context, I would like to mention about the remarkable achievement and strength of our on-ground project teams. In one of our projects, the Khernagar 31, Rustamji Stella as it's known, the entire demolition was achieved in just 2 days, reflecting our commitment to shorten the cycle time across business processes. This project is now launched in Jan 2024 already. In terms of project completion, again, I'm very happy to state that we have successfully delivered 6 RERA projects in FY24. Total construction area being 3.36 million square feet. This is the highest ever completion in any year for our company. Our emphasis on seamless operations and delivering value to stakeholders continues to grow. This continues to solidify our commitment to excellence. I'm happy to state that we've had strong collections and the company has generated an OCF, the operating cash flow, of rupees 355 crores in year to date FY24. This is as compared to 280 crores of the same period last year, thereby showing a jump of 27% year on year on year to date basis. Our investments in new projects during this quarter alone is 173 crores as compared to 53 crores in Q2 FY24. And for the first month, the same number, first 9 months, this number has actually grown multifold from rupees 106 crores to 257 crores, resulting in the growth of 143% year-on-year on year-to-date basis. With the increased spend on investment in new projects, we believe that we have a robust pipeline of the projects ready to launch. Moving to the consolidated key financial numbers, the revenue for Q3 FY24 stands at 520 crores compared to rupees 127 crores in Q3 FY23. The EBITDA for Q3 FY24 stood at 21 crores and the PAT for the same period stood at rupees 30 crores. The year-to-date EBITDA and PAT are 96 crores and rupees 81.5 crores respectively. With respect to our liquidity position, the gross debt stands at rupees 889 crores and the gross debt to equity ratio is at 0.5:1 as on the Q3 FY24. This is well within our guidance of debt to equity ratio of 1:1. The net debt stands at rupees 458 crores only and the net debt to equity ratio is 0.26:1 at the end of the quarter. Further, in line with our commitment for the environmental, social and governance practices, we have made substantial progress and are increasing our sustainability initiatives. We have recently partnered with Oren for streamlining our data collection processes for all ESG metrics and the business responsibility and sustainable reporting, as it's called BRSR. Moreover, all relevant stakeholders have undergone training on use of the software to make this process effective and seamless. Additionally, all our ongoing project sites are audited by the ESG team for compliance to environmental and social requirements applicable at site. Finally, I will close by saying that we are strategically poised to harness the synergies evident in the current upswing of the real estate market in the MMR region. With our focused approach, our experienced team, and our robust operational performance, we are confident in our ability to provide substantial value to our stakeholders, positioning ourselves as the most sought-after developer in MMR area. Once more, we express our gratitude for your steadfast support and trust in Keystone Realtors Limited. With this, I'm happy to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Samar Sarda from Axis Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. Let me go in first this time. Baman Sajal, I had three queries, and if you could clarify on this. One, we have now about 11 ongoing projects, and since the first quarter of FY23, we've added 13 projects, like one of which we've launched. The total GDV is around about 100 billion or 10,000 crores for this. What is the likelihood that the remaining 12 projects of these redevelopments would be launched by or before end of FY26? One, and what would be the gross margins these projects would have?
Thank you for that question, Samar. I would like to state that the 11 ongoing projects are well on their way to, or as per the timelines, are well on their way for development. And the added projects that we have, generally, Samar, as we've explained in the past, redevelopment projects usually are about 12 to 13 months away from launch, from the date when they are signed. So basically, that means that all these projects, especially the larger redevelopment ones, will all come up for launches in probably the next financial year and the year following that. However, definitely before the timeline that you have mentioned. The gross margins, as we have again explained in the past, are generally 35%, and we try to keep this margin healthy, because given redevelopment and given the nature of our business, it is better to kind of continually work on margins that are sustainable in the long run.
Okay.
Thank you.
And sure. And one question for Sajal before I let the queue ask more. Sajal, balance sheet debt has gone up because we've taken over one project from DM on our books. Could you explain the participants, the impact of that on revenue recognition and reported margins as well?
So, Samar, thanks for the question. The debt addition is on account of the Crown project, where we have taken the 100% shareholding from the erstwhile developer DB. As all of you know, this project is a residential project located at Prabha Devi, having three towers, of which one tower has already been completed. Prior to taking over the Real Gem shareholding from the DB group, all the loans were in the books of the Real Gem and Bhishma Realty, that is the erstwhile developer and the landowner for the Crown project. Rustam ji, till this stage, was the DM of the project. In the whole process, we spotted the strategic opportunity to take over the company from a DB group, along with the financial arbitrage of 400 crores. Rest of the dynamics of the project continues to remain same what it was earlier. Coming to a specifics of the question that you have asked, Samar, we have about 800 crores of our receivables into the project, and close to about 1200 crores of unsold goods, thereby the total about 2000 crores of our inflows, against which the outflows are close to about 950 crores. So which leaves about 1000 crores to serve this debt. The total debt on the project is close to about 700 crores.
So from a cash flow perspective, the mathematics won't change, but from a P&L perspective, the reported margins might probably look a little low.
Yeah, from the reported margins point of view, the reported margins will be looking to be skewed, given that this is a legacy project. All the revenue gets recognized on the completion. sales, as we all know, that have started right from 2012 on the project, a lot of legacy sales as they come up. So Mark, from a cash flow point of view, in fact, because of the financial arbitrage I just spoke about, it should only improve.
Thanks, Ajay, for this. Viren, you can take the questions in the queue, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kumar from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question was on the pre-sales of this quarter, what has come from the new launches and what has been the sustenance sales, if you have that data? And the second question would be, what would be the guidance on future sort of pre-sales in the next 12 months and the project additions on the business development side, if you can guide us on that number, please.
So out of 616 crores of the new sales, 204 crores has come from the new launches. So roughly about one third of the total number is from the new launches. As we have spoken about, that we launched two new towers in Albania in the last quarter, and about 200 crores has come from there. And the balance is from the ongoing projects. And I'm so sorry, I couldn't get the second part of your question.
Guidance in terms of growth.
Sir, any guidance on what sort of pre-sales and business development you are looking forward to in the next financial year?
So, while for the next financial year, we would like to hold our horses and let this year pass by, and all our concentration and focus is first ensuring that we have a very good year this year in line with what we have achieved in the first 9 months. The guidance that we gave at the start of the year was that we will grow 25% pre-sales year on year. For the first 9 months, we have grown 26%, and we are well on the track to surpass the number that we gave you of a 25% growth. As far as the business development is concerned, I think the pipeline, the robust pipeline is getting built. As has been said by Baman in the opening remarks, we added 5 projects in the last financial year with a total value of 3,400 crores. And this year, we have already added 8 projects with a total value of 7,000 crores. So almost close to about 10,000 crores of a GDV has been added by way of the new projects. As has been said, that they will all come up for the launches with a gap of about 12 to 14 months. That's the gestation period. So the acquisitions that we did in 2023 will come up now in the 2025. Almost all of them should come up basically for the launches in the current year. The third part of your question, the business development pipeline is getting built built in a good fashion. The third part of your question, I would like to say that for the next year, of course, we are looking for a larger growth, but we would like to give you a guidance more close to the meeting that we have at the end of the next quarter.
Sure, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritvik Sheth from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Just a couple of bookkeeping questions. In slide 29 of the presentation, we have mentioned the debt figure. And it also includes the JV debt for KRL share. So does that include the debt of in 889 crores or this is independent of the 889 crores which we have mentioned in gross debt?
So this is independent of the 889 crores gross debt. In the gross debt, we have counted only the debt which is with the KRL.
Call hold var thevnat ala ahe. Krupaya line varat raha. Atma.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So what I was telling that 888 crores of our debt is only that of a KRL and its subsidiaries controlled by the KRL. As far as the JV debt is concerned, it is not forming part of that, but for the better disclosure, we have mentioned that in the debt sheet.
Got it. Okay. And in one of the slides, you have mentioned the forthcoming projects and ongoing projects and the total area and inventory. Is that for our share or it includes the JV JDA share as well?
It includes our share. Look, I will tell you, as far as the redevelopment projects is concerned, it is our share. As far as the JDA is concerned, it is our share. But when it comes to JV, where we have a partner who is sharing the profits with us, there we are counting the total share because they have a share in the profit and not on the share of the top line or the area.
Okay.
So we have two JVs. Like we all know that in the Thane, we have a JV with Keppel, wherein they are 49% partner with us on the residential development. Similarly, we have a Bhandup where we have a JV partner holding about 42% beneficial ownership of the project.
Okay. And sir, for the one last question, for the launches, what are the key triggers for the launches to come on time in the next 4 to 6 quarters? You know, we have a very strong, we have done a very strong business development in last 12 to 15 months. So, you know, what should we ensure that these launches come on time? And, you know, are these free of any litigations? If you can throw some light on that. So we have a good launch pipeline for the next 1.5 years, it looks like, from the business development that we have done.
So Prithvi, Pritesh, sorry, your question is very apt, but we have a full team, and I mentioned to you that our on-ground teams are, you know, continuously building their efficiency. Likewise, business development, immediately thereafter approvals or other design excellence. Then there are, building approvals, after which there is execution which comes on ground. All of these teams are continuously being, honing their skills and working on a continuous pipeline basis. So the moment, especially in the redevelopment space, you are aware that our teams have the possibly longest and best experience on both getting the societies to understand the development that we are undertaking at the same point of time, forecasting what the market through our marketing department and sales department, forecasting what the market really requires and putting up the same designs for approval. Our liaison team continually works with some of the best architects in the city, and depending on whether it is MADA, BMC, or wherever, you know, VVCMC or Dombivli Kalyan Municipal Corporation, we are constantly have a pulse on what are the issues that need to be tackled at various levels. And that is why we provide a timeline of almost, I would say, 12 to 13 months in which all of these processes are completed and projects are, existing members are moved into rental accommodations, and then we get the RERA certification, and then we get, the project in launch phase. So it's a continuous cycle project. I don't think litigation, what you're mentioning, on site as such, because these are all redevelopments, they've been in existence, at least titles are long and steady, and people have been living out there. So if you're talking about, let's say, the environmental challenges, et cetera, we always work on the side of, or other, you know, we err on the side of caution. And we are happier to kind of take on those projects where there are lesser possibilities of issues arising out of, let's say, other issues that will come up. So I hope that answers your question, but if there's anything more I can add to clarify, please let me know.
Yeah, no, sir, this is very encouraging, and all the best for the upcoming launches. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Sanghvi from Equity Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, see, my question is with respect to this acquisition of 100% stake in Real Gem Baytech Private Limited. As I understood from the annual report of Real Gem Baytech Private Limited, they own 6.13 acres of land at Prabhadevi, on which there are three buildings. One has already come up, that is Rustamji Crown 1 and Crown A, and then B and C is under development. Just I wanted to know whether there is any further potential to develop the, for further development in that particular land of 6.13 acres. That is my one question. Another question is that when this Crown B and Crown B is like Crown C is likely to be completed. And the third one, my third question is with respect to the current sales rate of Prabhadevi Crown C.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your third question, but Amit.
Yes, sir.
What's your third question?
Third question is current selling rate at the Prabhadevi Crown C scheme. Because A and B is almost sold out, and C is more than 50% pending for sale. So just I wanted to know, what is the current rate of selling for Crown C?
Okay, Amit. I mean, thank you very much, Amit. Amit, I can tell you that the fullest development potential has been taken into consideration. There are three towers, approximately 700 apartments in Crown. Tower A and B, as you mentioned, are well sold, and C, which is under construction and will be ready sometime end of 25, so say about December 25, is being sold as of right now more in terms of number of apartments. That's a nice mix of three types of apartments out there. We have three-bedroom, four-bedroom, and five-bedroom apartments in Crown. And we've seen a very healthy sales taking place. The project A tower has got its OC. B tower, hopefully any day, we will be announcing that we've received the OC of the same. And the C tower, like I mentioned, will be December 2025 is when we will be doing it. So there is no added potential that we will be developing in that area. And once we are developed with Tower C, we should be completing the project. So that was, I think, the question that you asked. And today I can tell you, thanks to the kind of development that has been undertaken, including that podium where we've developed various amenities, you know, Crown has become a project where people who really wish to, create an abode for themselves will come and buy. And today all our buyers, past and present, are extremely happy with the podium, the amenities, the garden, the clubhouse, the gym, and some of those nooks that have been created for recreation. And we are happy to quote that the prices, or happy to state that the prices that we quote on site are 60,000 plus, depending on the location and the view that we can provide out there in the sea wing. I hope that answers your question, Amit.
Yeah, and sir, one more thing. As per RERA information, the unsold inventory is about 5.33 lakh square feet in Crown Tower C. Is it updated information, or it is yet to be updated?
So I can tell you that your number on the RERA website is definitely updated, but there is also consideration that there is a landowner who's got his own stake and share out there. So all put together, that is the updated number. But at least as far as we are concerned, we have about 2,77,000 square feet of unsold inventory in the Tower C, which is less than 20% of the total area of all the three towers put together.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
And I'm very happy we have that stock, because as it comes up. Sorry, can I just continue, Amit? We're very happy, with the progress we've made with that project. And when that project is complete, we will be setting a benchmark for the kind of development that South Mumbai will see in our foray to enter that area going forward. So the intangibles of that project development are going to be huge for Rustamji.
Okay. And sir, this goodwill, as per this financial result, is around 302 crore. And if we say that unsold inventory, which is on our account, is 2.77 crore, and if we add whatever amount yet to be spent on this tower sheet till December 25, I don't think there will be a significant amount of profit which we will realize from this acquisition.
So, Amit, first of all, the goodwill of 302 crores, as you would have read and also stated in our appeal also, the total acquisition value is 231 crores, right? Now, this 231 crores, the point to be noted is that 141 crores has been paid back by the DB against the loans that they had. So the net outgo from us is only 90 crores, and which also is slated to be paid on the staggered manner. That is as far as the acquisition outflows are concerned. Now, about the goodwill of 302 comprises of 231 crores of the acquisition cost, and the 70 crores, you know that under Ind AS, we have to fair value the inventory that we take over, and that's the Ind AS adjustment of the inventory has taken over. And this goodwill will be tested against the cash flows and the profits quarter by quarter, and accordingly will keep on getting readjusted. So all we are trying to say that we have probably far better inflows basically into a project. Yes, you are right in terms of margins. The margins will be low on a project because of a lot of legacy sales. And the margins, as far as our commercials are concerned, cash flows are concerned, they stay intact as they were.
But Amit, I should also state to you, which I mentioned earlier, that the intangible benefits out of a development of this size that Rustamji would be able to show the ability and creativity of development, which will be huge for us, given that the South Mumbai market is being explored by us on the redevelopment front. And even today, when we go for any kind of redevelopment, people are very happy to speak about Crown, and you know, they're totally in tune with our sensibilities, and thereby we are being able to further garner, you know, better redevelopment potential in the south of the city.
Yeah, I understood it. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks
for my time. Yeah.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. First, you know, as far as redevelopment is concerned, you know, we've become a very sizable player and also seen healthy additions. So, as a strategy, will we take a pause and wait, you know, before the projects which we've added recently come on stream, or we'll just keep on adding more projects as far as the redev market is concerned?
Shreyans, thank you for that, and very good question actually. So if you see what we do with the redevelopment, we've already charted our course as to the kind of project that we want to be in. Now in the affordable, there is no redevelopment that we do. Those are usually greenfields. But in the mid-mass and aspirational is where we are looking at a maximum growth in the MMR region. Just to give you an idea, 1 to 3 crores is considered mid-mass. And the 3 crores and up to 7 crores is considered as aspirational apartments. We continue to increase our penetration in these kind of locations, which will allow us to provide our consumers with apartments in these price ranges. The other thing about redevelopment is we do not stop and pause, but we are definitely clear as to which are the areas and what are the projects in those areas that we definitely should make a full effort to be in. Having said that, we get invited for a lot of redevelopment projects, and generally, you know, we go or we participate in not more than 30-35% of them. And in that also, we are very happy if, you know, the development is being, well thought through. And we are very happy to be, you know, even number two, even as long as it means that the development of that entire area is being undertaken by a good brand. So like you mentioned, that there's a lot of redevelopment taking place, and Rustamji continues to be the developer of choice. But no, we don't take every one of them. We usually go for 0.3 of all that we get. And then even in that 0.3, we are very certain about the ones that we want to take and the ones that we don't. And generally, we prefer, again, to add over here, developments that will give us some size and scale and allow us to create
what we do best is gated communities, and thereby, I'm not saying we do not take standalone buildings. We do if they match our profitability requirements and our investment criteria. But more often than not, we're looking for the larger projects where we can create communities and gated communities at that.
Got it. Secondly, in terms of the redev opportunity, can you quantify or, which is the pie which we are targeting and, where there is opportunity?
So, again, Rustamji has built his skill set in the developments across these five types of, homes that we provide, whether it's affordable, mid-mass, aspirational, premium, and now uber premium as well. You must have read that we've sold apartments in the 100 plus crore price point. So we will address markets where prices are in excess of, let's say, 30,000 rupees on carpet, because those are what make these projects developable sustainably. And also, if there is any kind of a hit on the market, these markets would be least affected. Second, I think we also look for those projects that we can call marquee, where the development that is possible is very high-end, because this allows us to interact with that community who we can serve brilliantly with our creativity and our development potential. Wherever we believe that there are strong pre-sales that are possible when we are undertaking redevelopments, especially in the mid-mass and aspirational category, we will look for those redevelopments. 100% we'll target in that the ones that have got slightly larger sizes, where we can create some kind of community. And then we are also looking at projects which can give us a marquee kind of a development. In that, mostly we get projects which are about 3 to 4,000 meters. But we are also looking at larger ones, especially in the Bandra belt, in the Andheri belt, anywhere between Borivali and Malad belt. And over there, we close two projects which are, 12,000 odd square meters development, where we'll create what is possibly one of the finer developments in that area after having created Ozone and Ilanza in that area. I think after some time that area will also see some fantastic new development from us.
Okay. Got it. Sure. Secondly, sir, just wanted to check, we've done a GV with Ajmera for a Bandra project. So if you could tell us the location and the launch time.
I can tell you the location.
Yeah.
This project is actually a redevelopment which was, affected by an earlier developer not being able to complete it. And it's on the 33rd row in Bandra. And the gross plot area is about 3,260 square meters. Again, I will not share more right now, because the way we have envisaged that project, it will be a marquee, but a different type of development for that area. And I think the launch timing should be within the next financial year itself.
Got it. So any approval pending or any outstanding out there which we need to clear first before the launch?
See, the advantage on that project is it's a vacated site. So that itself is a big one. The agreement has already been entered into. So that is the second one. And approvals, obviously we'll go in for. We always enhance the kind of development that we undertake. And towards that, there's a change of plans. And as we all know, that any change in plans is considered as a new, approval process, which we will undertake. But as of right now, designs are where we are focused on, and we are working on something unique, which will create a kind of a marquee in that particular area.
Sure. And last one from my side is, NCR as a market is very hot market currently. So any plans, or are we looking at, any projects, be it, GV, GDA or land acquisition?
If you remember, we had said that the MMR market is actually, we are blessed to be here, because it's the last year figures were 42% of the recognized residential real estate sales by value were in the MMR region, and we are a strong developer of this area, which means that we will continue to grow our strength out here. A lot of national players are looking at finding a foothold, and some of them are already here in a big way. It makes more sense for us today to continue expanding our reach, ability, and growing in this market, which we not only know but even understand intrinsically because of our 27 years of experience of being here. So we can understand our buyer. We don't even need, of course, we carry out a lot of research, but the point is, it's like having a mother tongue which you're so fluent with, and we are very, very happy to be here. Yes, definitely NCR continues to amaze. And there are certain developers that are doing a great job out there. But as of now, I can be quite honest and tell you, while we watch all markets, we are very happy with the MMR market, and we'll continue to grow our developments out here, whether it be various types of development, whether it be various sizes and rates at which we sell. So basically, the consumer that we wish to attract, the different types of consumers that are now available in this market. And believe you me, we can keep working in this market for the next 5 to 6 years, eyes closed, and be in the leadership position for this period very easily.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you, Shreyans.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Samar Sarda from Axis Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I had a couple of more questions. One, a bookkeeping question for Sajal. Sajal, the revenue recognized in second quarter of FY24 and third quarter is around about 6.2 billion rupees and 5.2 billion rupees. So this has a hefty contribution from Crown A, because the adjusted EBITDA margin, if I look at the interest component, it's around about 127 crores for this quarter and 114 crores for the last quarter. Can you please confirm this?
So the revenue recognized from the crowd is 411 crores. That is the point number one.
Only for this quarter?
Only for this quarter and this quarter only, because this is the first time we have recognized the revenue in the crowd. Tower A completion happened towards the end of last quarter. The position started now. So out of the Tower A, the positions that we have given, 411 crores out of the total 533 crores revenue recognized in the quarter three comes from the crowd.
And what was this, like, what was the major revenue contribution for second quarter then?
Second quarter, the major revenue contributor was our Summit project. Again, it is a legacy project. This is the project Summit and Yadrina. Out of the total revenue of 618 crores, 510 crores comes from the Summit and Yadrina. Again, these are the projects which have been acquired long back, and these are the ones which we have been stating into our meetings with all of you, that they are the ones where we may not have a margins in line with our other projects. So incidentally, that these two quarters, these two completions have come up, and that is how the revenue and the margins got recognized.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, like, while reported margins whenever Crown gets recognized will be lower, but from a cash flow perspective, this will not have an impact.
Yes.
Yeah, and the second question was for Baman again, like just on that redevelopment query. So suddenly we see a lot of larger developers pitching for projects, and you're again well aware that like non-Bombay developers also coming and pitching for projects. Are you seeing times where like the incremental area which is being offered by developers to the existing society members is going up, just like older days when like land prices went up crazy and eventual margins came down? Are we already there or like it's still some time where such things won't happen?
Samar, I would not like to comment, but thanks for that question. I would not like to comment on the strategy that other developers have, and sometimes to get a foothold into a market, they may be working on
maybe a lower margin, and I'm not sure, quite honestly. But our strategy is to continually keep our margins in mind while going in for it. So like I mentioned, because we are the preferred developer, maybe we have the luxury of being identified as a developer with lower areas that we may be offering compared to other developers, or, and we've seen that happen, because of the trust that is developed in the Rustomjee brand, and people are, you know, giving their home. And one of the things that they don't look at is the return. They just look at the return of the home with the area and the amenities promised. So I don't compete on only amount of area handed back or the corpus or the rent. We price our rent in keeping with what the market of that area demands. Our corpus is also just to keep at least those societies where the existing members, you know, are getting a larger apartment and maybe slightly at an advanced age, to be able to allow them to kind of, you know, phrase some of the maintenance additional cost that comes up. As far as the areas are concerned, we always promise well-designed homes, and that is what people see in our redevelopments, and that is why we get chosen. But I'd like Chandresh to comment out here about this, because, you know, he does a lot of the redevelopment forays in the city.
Yeah, hi, Samar. Just to add on to what Vaman said, we all know and we all understand that a lot of developers have suddenly seen that there is an opportunity and in the redevelopment space. Having said that, also please understand that the entire city of Mumbai, right from South Mumbai to Central Mumbai and right going all the way up to the suburbs, is up for redevelopment. So looking at the number of developers with experience and the track record that we have, there are very few and far in between. So, and societies do understand that if they want their development to be undertaken by branded developers like us, probably they will have to be satisfied with a little less, and live with the comfort of having sure that, you know, those projects will be delivered with the promises that have been given by the developers. So to say, while yes, there are developers who have entered in this fray, some of them from North Mumbai, as you say. But as far as North India, as you say, but as far as societies are concerned, they and larger societies, they are on a lookout for developer with experience, who has a proven track record of having delivered redevelopment. So it's a healthy mix. There are societies, more and more societies are up for redevelopment, and of course, competition is always welcome.
Great. Thanks for that, and all the best for the times to come. Viren?
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Your questions continue to, you know, keep guiding us or giving us guide rails for our vision in the future, and keep reminding us that there are people watching over us. So I'm thankful to each and every one of you on behalf of the Rustomjee management. I thank you for joining us today. Should there be any further queries, we have an investor relations team that will be only too happy to continually take them and give you responses. Once again, have a lovely evening, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.